we on the Old Mole feel it's imperative for people to organize and take action against the Trump administration's assault on human rights and human decency. Hence our weekly feature, the Old Mole Community Action Calendar. I'm sitting here with Bill Resnick, and we'll chat a little bit about some of the upcoming actions. First, I'll let you know what will help us get fired up for action this week that includes leading up to May Day. First of all, there's a discussion on Donald Trump and the working class, how we got here and how to respond. April 27th, Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m. It's presented by the Portland Democratic Socialists of America at the SEIU local out on 26th Avenue. It'll be a conversation between local and prolific journalist Arun Gupta and University of Oregon professor Joe Lowndes. Then on April 29th, Saturday, from 12 to 5, the Portland People's Climate Movement will begin in Dawson Park at North Williams and North Stanton. And it will be a movement of thousands led by Oregon Just Transition Alliance, a statewide network of Oregon's frontline communities. Then May Day itself, with the theme All Power to the People, Rise Up, Resist, and Unite, the May Day marches, starting at Shemansky Park, with gathering at noon, rally at 2 p.m., march at 3 p.m. The organizers of this year's May Day march write, "This year, as we face a rising fascism and a dying imperialism, the Portland May Day Coalition calls upon every worker, every renter, every artist, every immigrant, every student, every teacher, every parent, every child, every union, every organizer, and every progressive, radical, and revolutionary organization in the city of Portland to rise up, resist, and unite with us on May 1st. We think it's worth noting that people are sensing a lull in the resistance in certain places, sort of the getting used to the Trump administration, and definitely the signs of the organizing for May Day are showing that that's not the case, and same for the climate march and the science march that recently happened. Bill and I were chatting earlier about the importance of marches and general activism in keeping the momentum going, and it has various sorts of benefits to us beyond the actual revolutionary change that could happen, right, Bill?
Well, walking is good. You know, the people who live longest, even without modern medical care, they get enough food and clean water, they outlive us if, in fact, they walk every day. And for those of you who go to the gym like me a lot, I think we should all be, in fact, seeing those marches as really healthy and good for us and for our soul and for our intellect and for meeting friends. Anyway, there's a lot to be done this week, and it's really important because that's the way we show our strength and the resistance, and it really has an impact.
You had some thoughts about the science march that happened last week, too.
Yeah, right? You know, it was amazing, the science march Saturday, around the world, everywhere, even in Antarctica. Amy Goodman did a really good job on presenting it today. One thing that should be said, it was Earth Day, and it's a radical change in Earth Day. It represents taking back Earth Day from the corporations. You know, I remember last couple of years, there were clean coal booths. It was corporate. Mm-hmm. There were corporate
fancy brochures and
exhibits and stuff. Right. Yeah, and whole booths promoting greenwashing, basically. Mm-hmm. In fact, this year was a radical Earth Day. The March for Science was very strongly.
You think people got the message?
Well, those in the group in there got the message, and there were leaflets giving out, and people developed themselves, and they saw all of their neighbors. The talks were wonderful, at least the ones in Washington that I heard. Anyway, I mean, we are really on a roll in some ways. There's a radical critique that is gaining in this country, including Bernie Sanders and the idea of the 1% and the 99%. It's become part of common language. The election can be really seen as an insurgency against both parties. Trump is horrible, of course, but he's not a Republican, although he's now adopting the worst of Republicanism.
Still pretty amazing, that we have to have a march for basic science, you know, to paying attention to scientific truth. It's like things are really falling apart.
Yes, isn't that? But the climate march is going to, in fact, enhance and further and advance the critique of science partly by talking about the, I think there was long on pointing out how alarming things have become. And in fact, we're really facing the possibilities of human extinction in the next 100 years. It's good at that. I think we're at the climate march, we're also going to be talking about all those alternatives. And in fact, there's another thing going on in town, the city council hearing and vote on 100% renewable energy. That's on Thursday. Maybe we can sum up all of those things, the dates. It's Thursday, the city council. There's a lot to be done next week, including Monday. Yep. There's a march for Palestinian rights. Look that up, mm-hmm. Jewish Voice for Peace in Portland. There's a lot to be done next week, and put on your walking shoes. It's good for you.
Yeah, great. Thanks, Bill. You can check out the various calendars that have all of the activist events. There's a pdxactivist.org, I believe, and a activatehub.org, and the KBOO calendar itself. So